Hey, it is great to be with you tonight. I do want to encourage you very quickly. You know, I love all the music, love the decorations. Don't you love it all with the Christmas season? It's fantastic. And I was out with the kids just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we see all kinds of stuff, right? Snowmen, Santa Claus, different things. As a matter of fact, I saw yesterday as we were driving around a nativity scene that had the plastic. You know, you could tell that they would light up at night because it was during the daytime. So there's the nativity, Mary and Joseph and Jesus and Santa Claus. So I thought that was a little bit of an interesting mix-up there. But truly, nativity, those scenes speak to the heart of the season, right? Baby Jesus. As a matter of fact, here are some that we have out at our house. This is one from the Holy Land, from Bethlehem. We love that one. We've had others that we've had from different travels. This one is from Myanmar when my parents were serving in South Asia. There's one from Thailand, I believe, coming up. That's one there from Thailand. This one actually is special to me. I was able to buy it at the church. They had set out displays with the church there in Yerevan. And so this is hewn from the rock there in Armenia, there near Mount Ararat. But none are more precious, and this is priceless. This is Emily's Nativity, which I think is awesome, which we do here at the preschool. And then we couldn't leave out Caleb either, so we have one of his as well. But no kidding, the nativity scene, that speaks to the heart of what Christmas is all about. Amen? And we see that in the passage from Isaiah where it says, "And yet we are blessed with the Prince of Peace, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace." The Prince of Peace that's in this nativity scene is what we focus our hearts and minds on. So when you look at a nativity scene through this season, I want to give you a couple of things to be mindful of. One is we can think of the Prince of Peace of the past, right? We can think of that sweet, precious babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, snug and tight and warm and precious, even though there was an element of danger, even for Jesus at that time. That is one thing that we can focus our minds on, is that sweet little innocent babe in the manger. But also I want you to think of this, is we can think of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the future, right? So we have this one picture of the precious babe in the manger, but we also know of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who's coming in the future. Revelation 19 says this, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself, and he's clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses, for his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he can strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." That's also the scene of the nativity, right? Is we know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we have this birth scene. We have what we know is coming in the future. But I want to encourage you tonight with what I think hits us square where we live right now. Peace that Jesus brings to us personally, this Prince of Peace. Listen to this passage. It's John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. Here's another encounter with this Prince of Peace. The disciples were gathered in this room, certainly scared to death that they could be carted away the same way that they had seen their master taken away, punished, and crucified on a cruel cross. Here's what it says in John 20. "So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" Jesus this Prince of Peace came to his disciples. He came to them. He spoke to them. What did he speak to them? Peace be with you. The Prince of Peace tonight is saying to you, peace be with you. And then something really, really extraordinary happened. The Bible says in this passage that he showed them his hands and his side. Now, one theologian says this: he defeated death. He showed them his hands and his side, but the wounds meant more than identification. They also were evidence that the price for salvation had been paid, and man indeed could have peace with God. The basis of all our peace is found in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? It wasn't just to be able to say, hey, look, I'm Jesus. Remember, I'm the one who was on the cross. It really was to be able to say, look, I paid the price. I paid the price for you. There's peace for you because it's been settled. There is no more condemnation for you. And then look what happens with the disciples. Just after that, he shows them his hands and his side, and the disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Do you have that kind of peace when you look at the Nativity? Do you see the babe? Do you see the King coming in the future? Do you see his hands and his side? Jesus also said one more thing to disciples in this encounter with them. He said, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Showed him his hands and his side. But he also said this: as the Father has sent me, so also do I send you. We've been commissioned, and how great it is to hear of these who testify tonight of being able to be sent out to share the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. That is our task as well. Tonight, I want to encourage you again, as you see the nativity scene, to think of the Prince of the Peace, the Prince of Peace, the little babe in the manger. I want you also to be mindful of the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who's coming. But I also want you to be mindful of your own encounter with the Prince of Peace. Have you made peace with him? Do you have peace in your heart now? And then also, I want us to be mindful that as we see that nativity scene, that we're sent by that same Lord and Savior to bear that message to a world that desperately needs him. Would you bow your heads with me? Brother James will be coming in just a moment. We're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And it speaks of this Prince of Peace who is with us, this Lord God who has been sent to us to bring us peace. And I want you to be mindful of the words as we sing them tonight. But again, I would want to ask you, as your heads are bowed, are you restless and tired, hungry in this world, looking for peace, yearning for peace? That nativity scene is a reminder that peace has come. Does this Prince of Peace rule in your own heart? He says to us, peace be with you, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you. Christian brother and sister in this room tonight, are you obedient to him? As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, listen to this admonition from Philippians 4, 6, and 7 that says this: the Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and for dying for us, for bringing us peace. We trust you, Prince of Peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, God, for the reminder tonight of what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.